Okay, this is the May 30th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'll ask our secretary, Colleen O'Brien, to call the roll.
Ken Aaron?
Here.
Sharon Agamir? Carolyn Burden?
Here. Here.
Lydia Brazen?
Here.
Bill Crozier? Kathy Davis?
Here.
Gail Dixon? Sasha Futron?
Here.
Joseph Kay? Joseph, are you on the line?
What's on mute? Pound, pound six?
No.
Or pound,
pound,
pound
one?
Pound, pound one, I think. That's right.
Okay, this is the May 30th meeting of the Pacifica National Board Governance Committee. I'll ask our secretary.
Otis, somehow we're getting the playback. Okay. Keep calling the rest of the roll, Colleen.
Okay. I don't know what happened to Joe. Lizette King.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Here.
Lydia Brazen.
Here.
Otis.
Bill Crowley.
Otis.
Kathy Davis.
Here.
Gail Dixon.
I can't believe this.
I can.
Here. Joseph K.
Here.
All right.
Okay.
Joseph, is that King?
I am.
Yay.
I'm sorry, George. This is Sharam. I'm on the call, too.
Excellent, Sharam. Thank you.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm pound one, thanks. Okay, this is the May
30th. You were roll call, Colleen.
The Pacific National Board Governance Committee. I'll ask our secretary. Oh, it is somehow getting.
Lizette King.
Okay.
Bob Letterer.
Here.
Paul Martin.
Here.
Brenda Medina. Myself, Colleen O'Brien, Marcel Reed. George Ryder.
Here.
Tracy Rosenberg. John Wenger.
Okay, thank you, Colleen. I count 11 for having a meeting. The first item is to approve the agenda. I sent it all to you earlier on. There are they would not have it. Okay, are there any changes to the agenda as it was forwarded this afternoon?
Yeah. I think a couple I had something about who can call an LSB meeting.
Yeah, that's on the agenda.
Where is that?
Well, the latest one was sent.
All right. Could I ask you to read it for the stream, at least?
Yes. Yes, let me just pull it up myself. Okay, so this is the one that was sent out at 3:51 Central Time.
Okay, all right. I see that one. All right.
What time? 6:51 p.m.
Yes. And for some reason, it's not coming up.
I don't see it. But
there's approval of the minutes. There's. The discussion postponed from last time about changing the bylaws with a specific proposal for amending the process for changing the bylaws, that's one item. There's The item that our poll mentioned, which is discuss and decide who's entitled to call an LSB meeting. There were two items that Lydia proposed. One had to do with which list you would use, and the other had to do with what's the procedure for canceling a meeting. Lydia has a more substantive version of that. But for the moment, we just need to approve the place on the agenda. Is there anything else anyone wants to add to that?
George, it's Colleen. I had asked that for the secretary or reporter that be provided a list of email addresses of the members of the committee.
I sent you an email to the point that you can get that if you can log on to the KPFTX site. Everybody on the committee should have been sent a log-on name and a password. Is anyone not able to do that?
Sasha, I don't think I've ever heard of such a thing, let alone received one.
What one did you send it out, George?
I didn't. Otis sent it out.
Otis did,
I don't think I've ever gotten it either, but I'm sorry.
I don't either, but I could check.
Okay, so this,
I've lost it.
Okay.
But what is it? Okay, can you explain what you're talking about?
I can.
This doesn't work like other, like our Yahoo list.
When you log on to KPFTX, it gives you a list of meetings. And without logging in or doing anything, you can go click on the names. You just click on the membership list on the right-hand side, and it'll give you all the names of the people who are on the committee. However, if you go to the bottom left-hand side and you log in with this username and password that Otis is sending, and you then click on the, after having logged in, if you click on the membership list, it comes up with the email addresses and the phone numbers of everybody on the list. So we all have access to that. So that's why I didn't think it was necessary to put it on the agenda, Colleen. We should all have access to that.
Okay, well, I don't have access, so hopefully Otis will send it to me as well. This is Colleen.
Yes, he's sending it to everyone on the committee. I believe it's an automatic thing. And he said he would do it just now. So is it okay if we just leave it at that and assume that those passwords will get to you?
Yes.
Sure.
Okay with me.
Okay, great.
But George, I had sent you an email with some items to be added to the agenda.
What was it?
What? It
what
was.
What?
The item was to the governance committee to look at the pre-employment agreements with employees to include willingness to join in a conflict resolution process on an informal basis with some facilitators of that process, rather than have to go to the more formal process of either litigation or formal complaints and that kind of thing.
Yeah, I see it now, Joseph. It was sent 8 days ago, and I missed it. I've just forwarded it to the entire committee.
Thank you.
And if it's all right with you, I'll put that on the agenda after the other ones that are there now.
Point of order.
Sure.
Yes.
Sure.
Point of order.
Yes. Corporal.
Right off the top, I think that would be out of order because it sounds like that would violate the union agreement.
Well, we're just discussing whether we're going to put it on the agenda, not the substance of it. So,
well,
we can come.
Okay, so you're ruling that we can discuss things that would be illegal. Okay.
I don't even know what the substance of it is. It's just something a member wants to put on the agenda. If we get to it and it looks like it's something we really can't do, we can just table it or pass it or. Refuse to. You can object at that time to consideration, for instance, But at the moment, it's just an agenda item on that subject. I don't know whether it's legal or not. Is there anything else? Okay. Is there any objection to the agenda as it stands then? Oh, good. Hearing none, the first item then is the approval of the minutes. They went out a couple days ago, along with the, let's see, I'll see when I can find what the right time that was. Does anyone not have the minutes? Let me just ask it that way.
This is Lydia.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have them before me, but I did read them, and I would ask that we postpone until the next meeting. I want to hear the audio. I think there was some confusion about the way the item was explained about the CPB open meeting requirements. I think it kind of got mushed together, kind of convoluted. So I would like to have the opportunity to listen to the audio and come back with a transcript.
Is there any objection to postponing approval of the minutes until the next meeting? Okay. Hearing none, then we will we'll do just that. We'll consider both sets of minutes at the next meeting, the minutes from this meeting and the minutes from the previous meeting. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the discussion of let me just refresh my sense of where we're at with this discussion about how to amend the bylaws and with what amendments. It seemed to me there was a strong consensus on the committee that we wanted, in fact, to address that. And as a way of getting started, I introduced an amendment which had, in fact, been one of the ones proposed but not passed in the last cycle, which changed the structure of the process so that instead of made it easier to change the bylaws. Instead of doing it once a year, you could do it twice a year. The time periods were shorter. You should have that in front of you. What I'd like to do, I'm not so interested in actually, you know, if we can get to it and we decide this is that amendment is something we want to put forward, then that's great. But I'm more interested in coming to agreement as to how we're going to proceed with bylaws amendments in general. So I just open the floor for anyone who wants to comment on that, either on the specific motion. And I guess the first question I'd like to ask is, would you like to make it easier to amend the bylaws, or leave it alone, or make it harder? That's my suggested beginning for the conversation.
Down the audience.
I'll take a stack on this. Anybody want to speak to it?
It's not that the people don't want to listen to what we have.
I hear a background conversation.
It's not what they want. It's what they don't want. Yeah, so they turn it on and go, ooh, I don't want to hear
that. Would someone mute themselves who's having an argument with somebody?
So we had Chris Head just told you that after the Fox News one that I mentioned.
Someone please mute themselves who's having a conversation with somebody on the side? Okay, thank you. Does anyone want to comment on this?
Carolyn, on the side, please.
Okay,
Carolyn.
And then Lydia.
Lydia?
Sasha as well.
A point of information, Sasha. George, I'm sorry. What are we commenting on?
Officially, there's a motion on the floor to change the bylaws, the bylaws amending process. So there's a bylaws amendment which will change the process by which we amend the bylaws.
Okay, and is this the same one that we did last year?
It is exactly the same one, yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
But it wasn't passed, that's your point of information?
No, it was not passed. It didn't pass the P&D, as I recall.
It's not voted on?
I have a point of information. For someone who was on the P&B last year and was there for the vote, my understanding is that this amendment did not, in fact, pass the P&B, so it never got sent to the LSBs. Is that correct? Question to anybody who was there.
I don't think it passed the PMB. I don't know if it made it to the LSV.
That's what I think, too.
This is Lydia. I don't remember that it came to the PMB in 2011. It might have come to the PMB in 2010. I don't remember a discussion about this, as I do about other bylaws, but I'm not certain. I could go
it
back.
It failed at the LSV's level. I don't know if LSV's passed it. Very cool.
Carolyn, you think it failed at the LSV level?
You know, we didn't pass it, and
did you consider it?
I thought we did, but we were the last one, as I recall. Or I don't think it passed enough LSBs.
Okay.
It passed three.
Okay, so we have a stack: Carolyn, Lydia, and Joseph.
And Sasha.
Hello.
I said you, Sasha.
Oh, all
so it's Carolyn, Lydia, Sasha, and Joseph.
Okay.
I'm going to ask to be put down further down the stack. I'm looking for the copy of the amendments to it. Thank you. Lydia can go next up.
Lydia, go ahead.
Okay.
I'll put you up.
I do think that the process needs to be streamlined. I can give you my opinions on the various parts of your recommendations, one of which I agree with. How's that? But anyway, so I do not support having an automatic more than one period for the bylaws amendments. I think that the fact that you can do that with a two-thirds vote already gives you an option. My rationale for that is that any one given majority can do what happened in 1999, where they chose to try to amend the bylaws, and so in a not great way. So there could be a flurry of just diluting everything in the bylaws rather than just methodically changing the parts that need to be changed. So I think, plus it takes so long to just get this whole thing going and done and thought about during the course of the year. One is more than enough. And then if there's some compelling reason to do another one, you just need a two-thirds vote, and that's what I think should be required. So that I don't support. However, I do support, of course, changing that long-standing part about how you have the LSBs, the delegate assemblies, have to vote in the same month that the PMB approves a particular bylaws amendment. That's insane. So, I would make that 60 days from the vote that the PMB has taken on it to approve it. And that's because I think I'm correct. I don't know if Tracy's still on the call. Well, Sasha would know. I think that KPFA, in fact, last year had a schedule of meeting just once every other month, which is permitted by the bylaws. So I think I would prefer having a 60-day period following the approval of the amendment by the PMB. In terms of the on-air, I would support having, instead of once for the shorter period of time, for 45 days, I would support having it still twice a day, but for 30 days. I shouldn't say I would support. This is what I'm just recommending. Who knows what I would support? anyway, and let me see what else. There's another thing that has come up in conversations, something that has held up process last year, for example, was that I had sent out my bylaws amendment early. I had been noticing it all year, as a matter of fact. And then there was just a flurry of things at our in-person meeting with some bylaws amendments that were not completely thought out in terms of having them vetted, and in another case, just not properly. The right section wasn't noticed. So I think if we could come up with some wording that allows for a period of when you announce that you're going to notice, I announced at a phone conference meeting that in a month, which was the in-person meeting, I would be noticing this particular bylaws amendment. But that way, at least you have 30 days for people to look it over and say, oh, my God, you misspelled this, or, you know, something, no, this requires a membership vote, or no, you want to correct something that you didn't notice that section to be corrected. So some of those things can be caught in advance, streamline the process for the PMB, and things will go more smoothly. Okay, that's it.
Sasha.
Yeah, a lot of what Lydia just said sounded logical to me, and I'd be very happy for somebody to educate me as to, you know, if they have another opinion than what I'm about to say. You know, I understand that there are a number of complaints about the bylaws and how they were put together in 99, and I've been hearing that for years. But it does seem to me that if we were correcting the bylaws, we would want to do it as a whole rather than piece by piece, because something new could be created that doesn't work with some other part of the bylaws. And I have to say that allowing bylaws changes every 6 months, I mean, I don't think bylaws changes on an organization should be an annual event, let alone semi-annual. That's kind of ridiculous. I mean, you know, maybe we need a bylaws convention, as it were, if they're that bad, to deal with the bylaws, basically. But, you know, going at this piecemeal and every 6 months we can change the bylaws just seems to me, you know, representative of an organization that does not have its act together at all.
Hmm. Like we are now.
Joseph, you're next. Who is that? Want to be on the stack?
Ken to the stack.
Okay, you're after Carolyn, Ken.
And after others who haven't spoken, if I can go for the second round.
Lydia.
R. Paul for stack. Okay, you're right after Ken.
Good information, please. Carolyn here.
Yeah, you're right after Joseph.
A point of information, please.
Oh, okay, good.
I have to confess I cannot locate the amendments that you sent through. Can you give me a date and a time when you sent it?
Yeah, let Joseph speak, and I'll try to find that and give you the exact time.
Thank you.
You're going to let who?
You speak while I'm trying
me.
To find... You are,
okay.
Joseph.
The question, hello, as I understand it, this annual one-time bylaw amendment possibility, is that what time of the year? Is it a calendar year? I could see that were we to have the annual period be set and fixed, that would require then, for example, from November of 2012 to November of 2013 for the next option. And unless there's some reason, I guess, to think that we could always get together and agree on a two-thirds voting for a amendment at an additional period of time, which I see as a large barrier to even the consideration, which might be justified given some exigence of, you know, emergency situations or conditions that seem to be so detrimental that we ought to address them, that we must wait for the, you know, the next calendar year to do it. If in fact the bylaw amendment would be strongly healing to whatever the issues might be that are causing us trouble. So I'm in favor of more openings for possible use of amendment of the bylaws as needed, but it seems like it's such a difficult process to get it forward to that point that I would not fear there'd be somehow a deluge of amendments to be changed by having more than once a year possibility. That's all.
Carolyn, the bylaws amendment that we're talking about was sent out at 10:44 p.m. yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
Bob for the stack.
Okay, Ken, and our poll, then Carolyn, whenever she gets back, and Bob. Well, I'll put Carolyn after Bob. Okay, so Ken, our poll, and Bob.
So this is Ken. I just wanted to comment. I was at a committee meeting, so I don't have that this motion in front of me, which it would have been preferable to have like a week to look at it. But I did want to comment that if it's going to be approved by the PNB, it should the bylaws amendment should be approved by a majority of the whole. In other words, if there's 20 people on the body, the PNB, then it would take 11 votes, regardless of what the attendance was at the meeting. So it would be a majority of the whole body. So you couldn't push it through on a shallow meeting where there were only a quorum was met, and then you got it approved with like 7 or 8 votes. So I would say you need a majority of the whole body. A comment on what Sasha said, that it indicates an organization which is dysfunctional. I think that's a good word for describing the Pacifica Foundation. That is our condition. And second, and the last comment I wanted to make in regards to the last speaker, I forgot his name, but that if I think it should be yearly, and then or on a special meeting for bylaw amendment consideration, if approved by 2/3 of the board. So the board, as he said, in an emergency, could have a meeting to get the bylaws to conform with the FCC or to do whatever, and put forward a bylaws amendment if that special bylaws amendment meeting was approved by 2/3 of the PNB. Otherwise, just yearly, because you don't want to make it too quixotic and easy to change. So my recommendations to change this are that approval of any bylaws by the PNB requires majority of the whole, and that the bylaws amendments only occur once a year or by special meeting as called by 2/3 of the PNB. That's all.
Okay. Our poll?
Yeah. I am someone who is sort of leery of the PNB changing the bylaws a whole lot. I've seen some bylaws amendments that have been pretty well not thought out, in my opinion. And most of them, I'm glad to say, never got to pass. And I think we all dodged a bullet with a number of those. And so I have to say that looking at the proposal here to make it 6-month period instead of year, I'm not supporting most of this stuff here. Also, broadcasting it once a day at a random time should have it at a time when, at that point I think you're going to get it at 3 in the morning within 5 minutes of itself, you know, something like that. I want a long notice period, and, the thing here where it says beginning with the first voting date of the board delegates. I'm not sure I understand exactly what that means.
Okay. Let's see. Bob?
Okay. I concur with the people that have said that it would really create problems to be frequently amending the bylaws. I think that, you know, does show that there's some serious problems that can't be solved another way. So I don't support that. I do agree with what Lydia said about changing this arbitrary calendar month time limit for the delegates to vote at each station. I think that should be lengthened so it's more reasonable. And then the other thing I don't think should be shortened is the 60-day notice on the air, because unfortunately our stations are spending so much more time on pledge drives that we get a lot of reports that many listeners tune away during that period. And so and sometimes those can be up to or even longer than 30 days. So I think we need a 60-day notice period as it exists. And then the last thing is just to correct some factual things that were said earlier. The bylaws already require that an amendment must pass by a majority of the entire PNB, not just those who are present at a meeting. That's already in there, as well as similarly a majority of all the delegates in each assembly or in each, you know, in each signal area, not a majority of those attending that particular meeting. So that's already covered. And the proposal that there be something added that the exception to the one-year rule, you know, one set of amendments per year, could be a two-thirds vote by the board for a special meeting. Well, the bylaws already say unless the board by a two-thirds vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per calendar year, so related to amendments. So I think that's also already covered. So I think the main things, you know, that we just need to fix the period for ratification, if you want to call it that, by the delegates. And I do think that the more general point Lydia made is worth looking at for amendments of any type, which is some notice period so before they're formally offered so that there can be a chance to improve errors or to eliminate errors or improve ambiguous wording. But half the problems we've run into with these bylaws are that the original bylaws are ambiguously worded. So I think that would be a necessary corrective to that dynamic of people just running in at the last minute and saying, we have six directors, and here's our amendment, and, you know, it must be voted on in 60 days. That's it.
Carolyn, did you want to get back on the stack?
You know, I did, but for the life of me, I cannot find that motion. If you could resend it or someone could. I do, listening, though, I recall some of my objections have already been covered, and I would like to stress that I do not think that more than once a year is a good idea. People need to think these through carefully, and if it's important enough to go to next year because you missed this year's deadline, that's okay too. So I agree with several comments that were made, but that one I'm strongly urging that we not change that. Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put myself on the stack.
And don't forget to put me on for that second round as well. Yeah.
It seems clear to me that there is a consensus that we want to keep it once a year, and that the two-thirds provision that's already in the bylaws for doing it more often is sufficient for situations where there's a strongly felt need to do it more often, to do something particular, presumably. I also hear that there's a consensus for changing this very arbitrary, it has to be done within 1 month, to something like, it seems to me, 60 days after the PNB acts that the LSBs have to act. R. Paul, you had a question about What something that was in it meant. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendment within 45-day period, beginning with the first voting date of the board or delegates. And then there was some other. That's for the case that it's coming through the board. So Lydia was suggesting that 60 days, but again, that's replacing this within the same calendar month, which makes absolutely no sense. Made some sense, but I don't understand what it is, and it's a major drawback. So that was suggesting 45 days, 60 days. You know, I don't think that's we can come to a consensus on that too. But I think there is a consensus that has to be changed. Lydia's suggestion about I'm not clear what it was about. Essentially, before they're actually posted for consideration by the PNB, there's also a period which I have down here is 45 days. I think it was 60 days in the original in the bylaws as they stand, and it was supposed to have been played I think, twice a day for those 60 days. My feeling is that the interest in bylaws amendments amongst our audience is limited, and we should not overburden them with that. And so I was suggesting doing once a day. Again, I think we could probably find common ground about that, maybe not. And the point about doing it randomly is that so that a program director who didn't like a particular amendment couldn't put it at 3 o'clock in the morning every morning, you know, one at 3 o'clock or one at 4 o'clock. I mean, they wouldn't really do that, but you could by where you put them, you would certainly affect what audience you had. So the idea of putting them on randomly was you couldn't do that. Essentially, everybody get a chance to hear it, but they wouldn't get a chance to hear it a lot. And for 45 days, they would presumably hear it at least several times. And so if they really cared, they could respond to it. So that's all I had to say. Other than that, I think what can be done by the Governance Committee, if we can agree on something that we think we would like to support for the PNB. There are probably more than six PNB members on the committee. We can propose it ourselves. But the main thing is to agree to sort of work to make it happen, which is to say we support it enough that we're willing to talk to our LSB folks and push it back there so that these things actually happen rather than putting things forward that we just fight over. So, Lydia, you're next.
Yes, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. What Sasha had said in terms of having, let's say, a bylaws convention versus piecemeal, for the first few years, the Governance Committee put together working groups to try to develop something for a bylaws convention. It never came to fruition. When the bylaws were formed, which, by the way, were put together by the parties to the various suits at the time, so that's why you find some of the issues with it. But some people on the PMB did a very good job of incorporating California Corporations Code language right into the bylaws, which has proven to be very helpful. But some of those other things, the bylaws barely passed. They failed here in Los Angeles in the first round and passed by one vote ultimately when the bylaws were approved in 2004. So having gone through what was the equivalent of a bylaws convention, at that time the local advisory board chairs were flown out to the various signal areas where these were being discussed, I think it actually has been, by comparison, far better to take a piece at a time. If you take the piece at a time, it does give you the time to focus and make sure that all the moving parts are working. The bylaws convention dynamic kind of then diverts you from time to time, and it's more difficult. I mean, because I think basically we have a lot of the basic components there. A lot of things need to be tweaked, but I actually think it's good. But as you become more familiar with the bylaws, you start remembering, oh, there was another section that kind of refers to it. So it takes a long time. That's the other reason I think a year is fine. It took me a long time just to do one bylaws amendment last year because there were other sections of the bylaws that refer to it. So.
Anybody else want to speak to this?
R. Paul for stack for second shot.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Yes, I was on the governance committee, and we did have we wasted an awful lot of time talking about setting up the bylaws convention. I mean, wow! I was on some working group, and we kept meeting, and nothing ever worked out. And at this point, Pacific Foundation could not financially afford such a convention anyway. So I think that ends up being moot. I, for one, am always concerned about stuff slipping through the cracks. I think in my personal opinion, we've seen this happen with any number of amendments that have shown up and have, most of them, have luckily been defeated one way or another. And but sometimes some things are put in there that, wow, if you really do that, have you thought about, you know, the long-term consequences of it? And so I think once a year is good, and I think the restrictions that are in there now are really necessary. I am not in favor of making it easier to amend these bylaws. Again, as I've said before, on the governance committee sometimes we have spent months hacking away at an amendment, and then the requisite number of directors get together and throw in what they like, and bang, that moots all that stuff everybody was talking about. What couldn't get a majority in the governance committee is it, and it goes before the PNB and everybody else. So making it difficult to amend the bylaws, in my opinion, is a good thing, so they don't get screwed up too much. All right, that's it.
Anyone else want to speak to this? Okay, so what I suggest, well, let me just ask again: is there a will? Is there still a will for this committee to participate in, for instance, this bylaw amendment here, which changes the process? So I hear all Paul saying he doesn't actually want to change it. There were some changes I mentioned before that had been suggested that I think we could probably get a consensus on. My suggestion is that I have a go at rewriting it. Either I could do it right now and sort of make some amendments to it, or we could postpone this again and I could rewrite it with what I think would be a consensus. So what's the will of the committee here? Is there any desire to actually try to amend this right here so that we can I'm not sure I have the desire to do that. I'm going to suggest that we postpone further consideration of this, that I rewrite it with what I think I heard tonight, and see if we can get a consensus on something for at the next meeting.
Well, I don't know. George, may I speak?
Yes.
So we have 11 members of the committee present tonight.
Yes.
And the total population of this committee is what? 22?
18.
Yes.
I don't know if we can say we have a consensus, given the numbers of people absent. Nor have we taken a poll. I think my consideration is to move ahead on accepting this as a desirable alteration of the bylaws process to make it somewhat simpler. Because I think many troubles that this foundation has faced have been somehow rooted in the difficulties that occurred and that were not foreseen to have been possible to be seen when the bylaws were created. And that it seems wise to be able to make amendments when we learn what is destroying our organization and our coherence and cohesiveness and commitment to the mission, and winding up with lawsuits and infighting and all of this destructive, noxious, toxic behaviors that we have sometimes seen. And I don't know if anybody has missed any of that, but we have a lot of stories.
Well,
so I'm in favor of at least taking a poll. See where you stand on that.
Okay. When I say there's a consensus, we can't take into account the people who aren't here. I'm just saying what I hear from what people said. So, for instance, I would move to strike out of the changes the first change, which is in red in the amended version, which ballot per, instead of being 6 month period, per 1 year period, which is to say, put it back to exactly what it is in the bylaws now and make no change. Would there be any objection to that on this committee?
Yeah, I object. I would like to have it at least twice a year because of the fact that, you know, when something emerges that should be attended to, it seems to me a failure of responsibility to protect the foundation by having a barrier that we're not, and yes, two-thirds can amend that or make it happen to come up, but I rather think that it's wiser to have it as a somehow an allowed or invited time to be used, not necessarily used, but possibly used, and have that as an invitation to consider things that might otherwise be put off because it's not the right time.
This is
Lydia. That may be important.
Oh, sorry.
I have a suggestion for process here, which is that we go ahead and vote one at a time on the changes, and see what this committee at this time would actually like to propose. Is there any objection to that process?
Yeah.
Anybody have another
chair? Nobody's
yes.
made a motion yet. We've talked about it, but you haven't.
Well, there is a motion on the floor. It was postponed from last time, and it's on the agenda again, so we're discussing it again. But it was a motion at the time. And
you're ruling that this is a motion on the floor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you repeat your motion? Because
yeah.
I don't have it in front of me.
Well,
does anybody have it who could send it around right now?
I just sent it around again when Carolyn asked me to.
Could somebody read it out loud? Because I don't have access to a computer right now.
It's a whole amendment. It's the whole bylaws amendment section. So
let me just read the changes, okay?
George, excuse me, Carolyn again.
Yes.
I have not gotten the changes. All I have is Lydia's original send of the original bylaw. I don't know where you're sending it. Are you sending it to my office again?
I sent it to GovList. Did you not get it?
I did not.
Oh, you know what happens? No, I shouldn't. I may have sent it with the wrong email address.
Do you send it to GovList?
Yeah, but I have two different email addresses, and one of them may not be. Let me just see if it bounced. Just a moment. No, it didn't bounce.
Well, I'm...
Joseph K's went through. I don't see the one.
Which email do you have for me?
Just a moment. It was yesterday at, what did I say, 10:41 p.m.?
Yes, I don't have that.
I couldn't find that, George.
Was it
under your name, or did it come out?
No, it comes from GovList. Do a search on GovList and see what you get at 10:41 p.m. yesterday. Everybody should get that. Should work.
Okay. For the East Coast, it came in yesterday. Wait. I have it. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah, it would be 11:41 East Coast time.
I have one item from GovList yesterday, and...
It should have two attachments.
No, it just has one. The one item on the agenda. That's all that's attached. And there's no time. My email client doesn't give me a time for yesterday.
Oh, jeez.
Carolyn?
Yes.
I just sent it through the PacGov at Yahoo.
I'm not. Am I on that list?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think
well,
if not, I'll send it to you directly and to
I'd really appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Sure.
I don't have it either. And
this is Marcel. I don't have it.
Carolyn, are you a Gmail or Earthlink?
I'm using both. I'm checking both. I prefer Earthlink, but I'll look at Gmail right now.
Okay.
Okay, I just sent it again this instant. You all should get it within 30 seconds. In your box.
And I'm checking my spam mail.
And, George, you're sending it with the GovList?
It should come as GovList.
It's what?
Well, actually, I'm not sure. I forwarded it.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Okay. Okay. I think I just got it.
George, this is Tracy. I hate to say it, but what I just got from you is a bunch of garbled stuff. I can't read it.
I don't have anything.
I can't read it.
I don't have anything from Douglas.
Says we have one item on the agenda, the continuation of the discussion of our role in amending the bylaws. Send me anything you want to suggest prior to the meeting.
That was an earlier version.
Of the last meeting. I mean, I don't have attachments, and I can't read the text.
I can't either.
Oh, I can't either. Okay.
I
sent it to some individuals that didn't have it. So.
What did you send, Lydia?
I sent what George sent earlier. I can't.
Okay, that came in. Got it.
Okay, mm-hmm. Thank you.
9:59 exactly. Okay.
I'm going to send it again with a different email address. We'll see what happens.
Don't send it in line. Make sure you don't send it in line.
It's not in line. I don't know why it's doing that. That's a problem with the listserv.
I still haven't received the amendment.
Okay.
It's readable.
Okay, here it is again. I'm going to forward it again to GovList.
I think...
I'm going to forward it from my other email address, see if that makes any difference.
Forward. I don't know if forwarding is corrupting the message. Because
oh, yeah. That didn't work.
The one you sent, George, that was forwarded was totally gobbledygook.
Your other email address is not registered with GovList?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do.
I've got it now from Lydia. This is only really three paragraphs of text. Why doesn't someone simply read it for the stream? At this point, we could
have... Yeah, that's what I had requested, so...
Less than a page.
Would you like me to read it?
Please.
Okay, just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll read it, and I'll tell you when we're coming to something which is a change. Unless the board by a two-third vote decides otherwise, there shall be a maximum of one ballot per. Now, at this point, there's a change. It says per six-month period. The original bylaws proposals, the bylaws as they stand, say 1 year. The change is to make
a point of information. May I just get it something clarified for myself, George?
Yes.
Definition of one ballot per 6 months. Does that mean a single item or one ballot on a number of items
No, the way it works is that all the bylaws amendments are put together into a package and forwarded to the LSBs, the ones that pass the PMB. So
one ballot could cover several different issues.
That's right.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so...
George, this is Lydia.
Yeah?
I support your recommendation that the process be that as you go through each point, that you take a straw vote or whatever you however you want to.
Call it a straw vote. How about that?
Okay.
Actually, a straw vote.
Pull attention out of it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair? Chair?
Yes,
our poll here for a second.
Yes.
Straw votes are actually illegal by Roberts. But could I suggest that somebody read through the whole thing, and then you can make amendments to it as you want to in the normal amendment process. That way, if somebody wants to amend X part of it, we can talk about that.
Okay, I will do just that. I will read through the whole thing. I'll highlight the points that have been changed, and then we'll go back and we'll take them one at a time, and people can amend them as they prefer. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, there shall be a maximum of one vote per, now, it says here, six-month period. Related to the amendment of the Foundation's bylaws, which annual voting period shall be determined by the board? All properly proposed bylaw amendments shall be held until the date which is 45 days, that's in red here. It was a change from the original, which I think has 60 days. Before the earliest of the voting dates of the board and of the delegates, as determined by the board, the notice date. So, on the notice date, the proposed amendments to the bylaws shall be posted on the Foundation's website, and the Foundation radio stations shall broadcast an announcement, and it, what it says here is once a day at a random time for a period of, and what it says here is 45 days. I believe it was twice a day for 60 days. The notice period regarding the existence of the proposed amendments on the Foundation website for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding said amendments. Okay, so that's all one sentence. It shall broadcast an announcement once a day at a random time for a period of 45 days regarding the existence of the proposed amendments. So the announcement is letting people know that those exist. The results of said voting by the board and the delegates on the proposed amendments shall be reported within 15 days of the board and delegates' meetings to vote on these amendments. In order for new bylaws to be adopted or these bylaws amended or repealed and subject to Section 1B3 below, except as provided in Section 1B3 below, the proposed amendment must be approved by the majority of all directors on the board and by the majority vote of all the delegates of at least three of the Foundation radio stations. The delegates shall vote on the proposed amendments within the 45-day period beginning with the first voting date of the Board of Delegates. The 45 days, again, is a change. It used to be within the same month. That's what's in the bylaws at the moment. Beginning with the first, it just said they had to be all in the same month. It's changed to be within 45 days after the first voting date of the board or delegates. Or, in the case of amendments proposed by member petition pursuant to Section 1AC3 above, said proposed amendments must first be presented by the board and the delegates for approval as set forth in Section 1B2I above. If any proposed amendment is approved by the board and the delegates, then unless membership approval is required under Section 1B3, the amendment shall be adopted. All of the rest is exactly the same as it is in the original thing. So let me go back and do what I said I would do, which is to take them one at a time. And I would like to offer an amendment to the first one, which is to put it, which is basically to strike it and leave it unchanged as it, from the way it is in the original bylaws, which is instead of a six-month period for amending them, a one-year period. So you can do them once a year, and that year slides. So once you do it, then you've got another year after that before you can do another one instead of 6 months. So that's my amendment to this motion that's on the floor. Doesn't require a second. Is there any discussion of that?